This is Passport to Texas. An old-timey freshwater fish is gaining in popularity again. What is it?
A traditional fish that's been caught by Texas anglers for many, many years.
Well, that's more of a clue than an answer, Dave Terry. Dave Terry is Chief of Inland Fisheries Research and Management. Here's another clue. Parks and Wildlife produces and stocks this fish in Texas water bodies.
Yes, we do produce many, many catfish in our state fish hatchery system in Texas.
Catfish, was that so hard?
As a matter of fact, we stock literally thousands of advanced-sized channel catfish in small ponds located throughout the state. One of our stocking programs is our neighborhood fishing program, where we're stocking every 2 weeks adult channel catfish 12 inches or larger into some 14 water bodies across the state to offer up great fishing opportunities for people who reside in urban areas of our state.
To the original point, serious anglers are rediscovering catfish, and this begs the question, why?
Texas is changing. We're going to be experiencing more drought conditions in Texas, and what we know about catfish, it's catfish are able to deal with fluctuating water levels better than largemouth bass, which have been and will continue to be a popular sport fish in Texas.
With heavy stocking and a new eye toward management, catfish is a traditional species for changing times. The Sport Fish Restoration Program supports our series and funds fisheries research in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nanstee.